Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks opened higher this morning as the Commerce Department reported a modest increase in consumer spending. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials rose more than 50 points in early trading.
Consumer spending increased by 1% in August, continuing the rebound from a deep drop this spring. Personal income, however, fell during the month. A modest jump in wages was more than offset by a sharp decline in unemployment benefits after the government stopped paying an extra $600 a week in jobless benefits at the end of July. More than 1.4 million people filed new claims for unemployment insurance last week, including 837,000 who applied for traditional state benefits. Claims were down only slightly from the previous week, and tens of thousands of additional layoffs are looming as the pandemic continues to weigh on airlines, theme parks, and other businesses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Two airlines, United and American, say that between them they'll lay off 32,000 workers. That begins today. The carriers had agreed not to lay anyone off through September 30th in exchange for federal coronavirus relief aid. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin continue to hold talks on a potential coronavirus relief package. Democrats are offering a $2.2 trillion aid bill. That's down from the more than $3 trillion package they passed last spring. But Mnuchin says the lower amount is still too much for the White House.
We're not going to do a $2.2 trillion deal. The good news is the Speaker has come down from her $3.4 trillion deal. If there's a fair compromise, we're prepared to do it.
Mnuchin spoke to the Fox Business News Network. President Trump has signed into law spending legislation for the federal government. It avoids a partial federal government shutdown that would have started today. Congress now has until December 11th, after the election, to come up with a new government spending package. The Trump administration is further cutting the number of refugees it will allow to resettle in the U.S. It has cut the program to historic lows, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just minutes before a deadline, the State Department announced that it's cutting the number of refugee admissions to a maximum of 15,000 for the coming fiscal year. Though the cap was set higher last October, the Trump administration only allowed in fewer than 12,000 refugees during fiscal year 2020. These are historic lows for the four-decade-old refugee program. The State Department says it reflects, quote, the administration's continuing commitment to prioritize the safety and well-being of Americans, especially in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 80 points at 27,861. The Nasdaq is up 118 points. This is NPR. India is reopening more public places even as it continues to record more new coronavirus cases than any other country. Sushmita Pathak reports India is expected to soon surpass the U.S. and become the country with the most virus cases.
The Indian government says it will allow individual states to make decisions on opening schools and colleges starting October 15th. But students can still choose to attend classes remotely. Some states have already said they won't reopen. Movie theaters and theme parks will be allowed to run at limited capacity, and pools will be open for swimmers who want to train. After a strict lockdown in the spring, India has been gradually lifting restrictions to try to revive its struggling economy. Coronavirus cases have been rising rapidly, though. India recorded more than 86,000 new infections on Thursday, taking its total confirmed cases to more than 6.3 million. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak.
Some wildfires continue to burn out of control in Northern California. Fire officials now say a fourth person has died in the Zog fire. That has scorched more than 85 square miles since it broke out Sunday. It's not far from the August Complex fire. That has burned nearly 1,500 square miles and is about half contained. Thousands have evacuated. The fires are driven by unusually hot conditions. The National Weather Service says hot temperatures, low humidity, and gusty winds throughout California may worsen conditions for firefighters. There are excessive heat advisories and warnings posted from San Diego north to San Francisco. Some areas could reach the low 100s. This is NPR.